United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Frank Lovejoy. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. Your maturing Series E defense bonds can now go on earning interest for you for as long as 10 more years. So unless you need the cash right now, hold on to those bonds for more profit. And meanwhile, keep on buying United States defense bonds for your country's defense and your own security. In a moment, our popular guest. But first, here's Harry Sosnick to lead the Defense Bonds Orchestra in his own arrangement of Dizzy Fingers. Thank you, Harry. And now it's my pleasure to introduce our guest, the dramatic star of radio and motion pictures, Frank Lovejoy. He appears in an original sketch entitled Nothing Happens Here. For the performance of Frank Lovejoy, we take you to Hollywood.
Time to write a letter before I hit the sack. Dear Mother and everybody, I've been in Korea just 1 year today, and I'm still okay. Nothing happens here where I am because I'm 30 miles from the front.
Hey, Joe. Joe, is Doc around here?
Well, Doc Adams? No, I haven't seen him. What's up?
Oh, Rob's got a cramp in his stomach. Boy, I mean he's got it. I can't find the doc.
Well, try the South Ward. There's a little moose over there.
Oh, I get you. Well, I'll see you later, kid. Go on, finish your letter.
Okay, let's see now. 30 miles from the front. I've got a soft job on guard duty. Nothing happens here. It's just that...
Well, he didn't wait for Doc. Sarge took Ralph over in the Jeep.
Pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, he's all cramped up like a pretzel. Now we'll have to take over his trick at guard duty. Sarge says you get 2 hours of it.
Okay, 10 to 12?
10 to 12, nothing. Right now, bub.
Oh, doggone, I want to finish this letter.
Hmm. Your girlfriend?
No, it's a letter home. And stop reading it over my shoulder.
Yeah. Got a soft job on guard duty. Oh, boy, you can say that again.
Cut it out, will you?
Nothing ever happens here. Well, Joe, if you don't get out there with your little pop gun on your shoulder, plenty will happen to you, my friend.
Yeah, 2 more hours, a ring around a Rosie guarding an ammunition dump. Who wants to steal warheads for torpedoes?
Oh, now, just the same, Sarge says to keep an eye peeled. You're lucky at that. Sarge put me on the paint detail this morning. A coat of green paint over all them shacks.
All right, okay, all right. Here, read the rest of my letters while I'm gone. And don't get green paint on them. Lonesome out here. It's pretty, though. The stars. What was that poem? Silently, one by one, in the infinite meadows of heaven blossomed the lovely stars, the forget-me-nots of the angels. Hey. Hey, you, halt! Advance and be recognized. I say, come here.
I'm not doing anything. I guess I'm lost.
Are you sure, Armistead? This is restricted territory.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm new here, trying to find the PX.
Well, you are lost. It's over that way. What's the password?
Ballerina.
Okay, what are you, replacement?
Yeah.
What outfit?
40th.
Well, you seem to know the answers. Let me turn on my flashlight and get a look at you.
Hi. I mean, okay.
Kind of foreign looking. Where are you from?
Why do you ask all those questions? If you don't believe me, then take me to the guardhouse.
Yeah, but I'll ask you and you'll answer. Now, where are you from?
Take me to the guardhouse.
What's the matter with you? Stop pulling away or I'll bust you one. Now, answer me.
Take me to the guardhouse, quick!
Stand still, will you? For the next time, I'll belt you a good one. If you... Hey, you got paint on you. Green paint. You've been messing around those buildings.
Take me away from here. To the guardhouse.
You want away from here, huh? Could it be because you planted a bomb in one of those shacks?
I don't know what you're talking about.
In that case, you won't mind sticking around a while. Now, come on. We're going over there.
Huh. Don't take me away.
What shack did you plant it in? Come on, which one?
I won't tell you.
Okay. We'll sit down right here in this empty ammo boxes, and when the dump blows, we'll blow with it.
All right. All right. Yes. I planted a suitcase charge.
In which building?
They told me there wouldn't be a guard on duty.
Oh, so Ralph was poisoned. Why, you crummy, dirty, sneaking rat. Which building?
I don't know. All these buildings look alike now. I got lost trying to get out of here.
When is it time to let loose?
In 10 minutes. That was 7 or 8 minutes ago. We got to get out of here.
Let the whole post blow up while there's still a chance to find it? Come on, Rat, you and I are going hunting for a door with smeared paint on it. Here it is, paint smears on the door. This is the building.
Let me go. It'll blow up in less than a minute.
Well, he couldn't get far enough away anyhow. Locked. How did you get in?
I picked the lock.
Then pick it again.
No, there's not time. It took me 5 minutes before.
Then break the door down. Go on.
Don't shoot me!
I won't shoot you. Concussion might set the charge off. I'll just beat your brains out. Now go on, hit it.
My shoulder.
Once more, hit it. Good. Now march in there and show me where you put it. Go on, every second counts.
Over there.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Like I had bomb disposal training in the other war, I'll have this thing deloused in half a minute. I should live so long. There now. Well, that does it. It's all over, bud. Well, he's fainted. Imagine that. No guts at all.
Hey, Joe, good news.
The spy you captured is a guy they've been hunting for 2 years. Hey, and Ralph is going to be all right.
That's swell, Charlie.
Oh, and yeah, the intelligence wants to see you in about a half hour. Sarge says keep it quiet.
Okay. I'll have time to finish the letter now. Let me see. Nothing happens here. It's just the same old routine day after day. When I get out of this man's army...
Thank you, Frank Lovejoy. That was a fine performance.
Thank you, Pete. I enjoyed playing for this fine guest star audience, but when do we get to talk about bonds?
This is the spot. Just fire when ready.
Fine, thank you, Pete. Friends, I'm sure I don't have to tell you of the many advantages of United States defense bonds as a way of saving. They're profitable, they're safe, and they're convenient. The ideal way of providing for emergencies and for long-range family ambitions. But today, the purchase of defense bonds is important for another reason. They help keep our country strong financially, they fight inflation, and they bolster America's defense production program. So now, more than ever, let's all buy our full share of defense bonds.
That's good advice, Frank, and just let me add this. The best way of buying bonds is the automatic way, through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. There's no finer investment in the world.
And my sentiments exactly. So buy defense bonds, friends, for America's defense and your own security.
Thanks again, Frank Lovejoy, for being with us.
Back in New York, Harry Sosnick leads the Defense Bonds Orchestra in his own arrangement of Cole Porter's After You. You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station each week as a public service. May I express our thanks for a fine performance to our star, Frank Lovejoy, and to his supporting players, Peter Leeds and William Tracy, and his director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll join us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to sign up now for the payroll savings plan where you work for the regular purchase of United States defense bonds. Remember, defense is your job, too.